coming up.
Well, if you accept the self-defense argument, then why did you bury him in the backyard and encase him in concrete?
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Five years ago this week, in March of 2016, federal marshals made an arrest related to a bizarre case out of Dallas, Texas.
Breaking news tonight, Dallas police have just released information the U.S. marshals made an arrest in a Dallas murder mystery.
A case that had been raising eyebrows since the previous fall, when the new owners of a house on Winnetka Avenue in Dallas decided to do some yard work. They noticed a smell, maybe a dead animal or something, coming from the backyard, and wanted to take care of it. But while searching for the source of the smell, they discovered something unexpected, a large rectangular cement structure, and they decided to break it open.
He saw a rib cage, you know, in a plastic bag, encased in concrete. Pretty gruesome scene.
The biggest question is whose bones were found in that backyard?
That's the first mystery right there. Who is the person, and if so, who did this?
Joining us to talk about today's case is Tanya Eiserer, an investigative reporter with WFAA in Dallas, Texas. Tanya, I'll be honest, this story sort of has my brain in knots, which is why I'm glad you're here to help us sort it out.
Yeah, it's a wild one. I've done this for a long time, but this probably ranks as one of the craziest I've ever covered.
And that's saying something knowing you. Let's start with the sale of this home in Dallas. A home that belonged to a 57-year-old man named Ronald Shumway. Walk me through the sale of this home. How does it play out?
Well, it starts with a broker is approached by a man calling himself Ronald Shumway. And Shumway wants to sell this house, and he wants to sell it quickly. The house is actually worth more than $300,000, but he's willing to sell it for about $145,000. And then he ends up selling it for $110,000. Because he just wants out of this house, wants to sell it, and goes down to the title, you know, to close on it and sells the house. And about $110,000 is deposited in Ronald Shumway's checking account.
You mentioned him selling the home under value, and not just a little bit, but again, as you mentioned, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars under value. And you'd think maybe that would have been a red flag to the broker or to somebody involved in the sale.
I would call that a clue.
Yeah.
it seems odd that somebody would want to sell a house, would want to take that big a loss on a house. That's a big loss. It's not a little loss. And it's not like the market's bad, right? The market was good when all this was happening. This is 2015. So right. Houses are selling like hotcakes, and this particular area is a gentrifying area of Dallas. So this will be a really odd thing. But here's the other odd thing. When Ronald Shumway goes to close on the house, he doesn't have his driver's license. And he tells the person who's, you know, doing the title work, you know, I'll fax it to you. Well, I don't know. I've bought and sold a house before. And you always have to have your ID. It boggles my mind that they would allow someone to fax that type of documentation. That's just very unusual. You know, you bring your identification to a closing.
But still, the sale goes through, the deed is transferred, and in the fall of 2015, there are new owners who start to notice a smell coming from the backyard.
Right. There's a concrete slab in this backyard, and the new owner, he's bought the house to fix it up and flip it, again, because this is a gentrifying area. So he hires a contractor to remove this concrete slab because he can't stand the smell anymore. There's a stench back there. Well, when they open up that concrete slab, they find something that they most certainly did not expect.
The new owners made a frightening discovery. On September 24th, they found a man's body encased in concrete here in the backyard.
What they do find is a body, and it's pretty significantly decomposed, but it is, you know, apparent that it's a human body. And after months of testing, then
What do investigators ultimately learn about who this person was that was buried in this concrete slab?
It is Ronald Shumway. And there's no way that Ronald Shumway sold his house. And when they found the body, they know pretty quickly that it's going to be Ronald Shumway. It just took a while to get this testing done. I recall it was like 4, maybe 6 months to get the DNA testing back. But they know pretty quickly who this is likely going to be.
So if the real Ronald Shumway was buried in the backyard of his home all this time, who is the person who was calling himself Ronald Shumway that sold the home to these new owners?
His name is Christopher Colbert. Not Colbert, Colbert. And Colbert was from Oklahoma. He had come down here. He had become a hairdresser. He owned a art gallery at one point. But basically, he was kind of a guy who had tried to be somebody and then ended up not being. So he ends up moving in with Shumway.
These are photos of Colbert on Ronald Shumway's Facebook page in what were clearly happier times. He's posing in the doorway of Shumway's house.
It doesn't sound like they had a romantic relationship from everything I could gather, but he moves in with him. Shumway's quite a significantly older than Colbert, but it ends up being Colbert. Colbert had portrayed himself as Ronald Shumway to sell the house.
And then ultimately what we learn is that the real Ronald Shumway was last seen on April 23rd, 2015. That's when investigators believe he died. But shortly after that, all these things happened that now seem really eerie. The next day on April 24th, his boss receives a resignation letter that's signed by Ronald Shumway. Shumway's Facebook profile picture changes on that same day, April 24th. And then there's all these posts that go up in the days that follow.
Take a look at his Facebook page. It looks like Ronald Shumway had met someone new. On April 23rd, his status reads, "Found me a cowboy, and he actually lives on a ranch. I'm going to be his ranch hand." Also from that day, "Going to pack my bags and off to Austin with my midnight cowboy to his ranch." Friends asked Shumway to post photos of his new boyfriend. He never did.
But all this is happening then after Ronald Shumway is dead?
Yes. Ronald Shumway is dead when all of this is occurring. You're right. He posts, there are posts on Facebook indicating that Shumway has found him a man and has moved off to Austin. He's just decided to start a new life. And clearly that is not Ronald Shumway that is posting that. You know, like you said, an email is sent to his employer saying, you know, sayonara. And Colbert, meanwhile, has buried him in the backyard and is busy selling his house and getting rid of all his property. So everything gets cleared out. So when all this is discovered, Shumway's, you know, mementos and things that his family might have wanted have all been tossed.
And I'm guessing a lot of listeners are probably asking themselves, you know, as we sort of talked about earlier, how any of this is actually possible, how somebody could sell a house and transfer a deed while posing as somebody else. You know, I couldn't sell my neighbor's house. You know, what else do we know about how Colbert was actually able to pull this off, at least for the time that he did?
I think it has a lot to do with people being a little too trusting. Again, there's a couple things. One, why is this person trying to sell this house for such a significant loss? Okay, maybe you have a reason on that. But showing up to the closing without your driver's license, they never should have. That never should have happened. He should have been made to produce ID and not just fax it back in. And then I think also you just have this other issue of, if I disappeared, I think someone would notice.
Mm.
But Shumway, his neighbors described him as being belligerent and yelling and screaming, and just people didn't like the guy.
Chris Cook lived across the street from Shumway, where he was known as a loud and sometimes disruptive neighbor.
Foul language and just messing with people.
So I think when he suddenly is not there, people are kind of happy. They're kind of glad that he's not there.
And one aspect of this that I, you know, can't quite shake is that it seems like if the body had been hidden better, this fraud could have gone on for a lot longer, maybe even indefinitely.
I think that is a high probability, yes. If Colbert buries the body somewhere else and rather than the backyard, yeah, maybe so. Because he's also, Ronald Shumway is also not very close to his family. He had a brother, but they weren't really close. So I think it's really possible that it could have gone on potentially for years.
And so when the body's discovered and this fraud is sort of uncovered, at what point does this go from being a fraud case into actually a murder case where prosecutors are alleging that Colbert killed Ronald Shumway?
Well, it moves pretty quickly. I mean, it's very quickly apparent when they do the autopsy that this person encased in concrete did not die of natural causes.
Right.
They track, you know, Colbert is tracked to L.A. They confront him. And then he claims that he killed Shumway in self-defense. Well, if you accept the self-defense argument, then why did you bury him in the backyard and encase him in concrete and then sell his house? So, as you can imagine, the authorities didn't really buy that.
What charges does Christopher Colbert ultimately face, and how does this case play out in the courts?
Ultimately, he faced three felonies: murder, money laundering, and document fraud. And he gets sentenced to 20 years in prison. So he's in prison and serving a 20-year sentence.
Tanya Iser with WFAA in Dallas, Texas. We appreciate you coming on.
Great. Thank you so much, Reed. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Daily Crime. We're here with a new one every weekday, so make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you're listening right now. If you want to help us out, tell a friend about your favorite episode or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you're looking to chat about today's episode with some other listeners, our Facebook group, Inside the Crime Vault, is probably the best place to do it. That's all for today. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.